Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's Kelly Raspberry, Jenna, JC, and Big Al.
Coming to you in your ear holes.
The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Oh, we're back from vacation.
Yeah.
Here's a pre-warning. We're a little chatty this morning.
Yeah.
All over the place.
We'll be chatty today and tomorrow. Wednesday,
we'll be very tired.
Yeah. We'll be done
the
with
adrenaline
that.
Adrenaline rush.
Well, when we don't see each other for a week, we actually have stuff to fill each other in on.
Kelly went to Mexico with her boyfriend.
Hello, I'm Alan. Yes.
I went to Mexico as well. We overlapped by one day. We didn't get to see each other, but I went with my wife to celebrate our six-year wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Did you go with anybody else?
Yeah, we went with a couple friends, two couples, and they hadn't met each other.
Yeah, we went with a total of 11 couples.
Yeah, that's too many.
And it was wonderful.
Oh, it was?
You know,
there you go.
My friends were like, oh, what happened? What's the drama?
No drama.
It really wasn't. When there's a lot of alcohol involved.
Yeah, we didn't have drama either.
And laying out all day.
We had so much fun. Yeah. And Big Al stayed home. Saving money to go see
Dr. Girlfriend.
And Jenna, you made your way out to the West Coast.
I did. I went with my best girlfriend, Mackenzie. I also had my two other friends, Claudia and Steven. They just happened to be there for the first week, and I was there on their baby moon. So we crashed that and hung out on the beach. She can't party, obviously. But the first night we were there, we went to Nobu in Malibu, because that's where all the cool people go.
That's a lot of booze going on.
You know, and my friends that haven't been to L.A. much, you know, they're always like, you want to see a celebrity and you want to have some really good food. And, man, it is just gorgeous.
Did you see any celebrities at Nobu?
You guys, go to Nobu, Malibu, sitting there. It is packed. We had a reservation. We had to wait an hour and a half, even though we had a reservation.
Dang.
But we didn't care because it was so beautiful. The weather's so nice. We sat outside having drinks, sitting there, right? So I'm sitting there and I see this guy that looks really familiar because, you know, I just have this like eye, like I'll just see a celebrity, right? And I see this guy named Lucas Haas. You might not know who Lucas Haas is.
Who is he?
But when I have seen Lucas Haas a couple of times in L.A., Lucas Haas is Leonardo DiCaprio's best friend.
Oh, okay.
Other than Tobey Maguire. And Leo puts him in every movie.
Yeah.
He's tall, like big eyes. You would know.
Rumored to be dating.
Wasn't he the little kid in Witness? Was he that little kid? Anyway.
Was he rumored to be dating Rihanna? Is that the guy that was, they were saying?
No.
Oh, okay. That was
No. So I'm sitting there and I see him and I'm like, oh, I don't know. I see him talking to someone. And then I see it. Just as we're about to walk into dinner, Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, Jenna.
Celebrity
and
signing.
I posted a photo. Actually, I didn't get the photo because I was standing at the bar so I just saw him in passing and I didn't want to scramble, you know. And he tries to be very discreet. He has super casual. He's small.
Of course.
Just like every celebrity. I've never seen him in
person,
though.
How small is he? Like 5'6", 5'7"?
I mean, yeah, maybe 5'8". I mean, he does not look that tall, and he's like, thin. He's thin right now.
So
he doesn't
definitely
even have dad bod. He had on cargo shorts, a hat, like some, you know, like Sperry-looking boat shoes.
Small enough to where he definitely could have fit on that board in Titanic.
I posted a photo. People didn't believe me. So, you know, that was a great night, but...
That's funny.
But, yes, no, L.A. was cool. I went to the Broad Museum. A lot of people are asking where some of these photos I posted on Instagram are from in this weird art museum. But if you get a chance to go to Los Angeles, make a reservation to go to the Broad Museum. It's been open for maybe a little over a year, but it's a modern art museum, and it is so
museum.
Cool.
Yeah, right.
I don't do the museum thing, but, you guys, this
museum
was... Museum
full of broads?
Oh, yeah. It was just very cool art. So, feeling a little cultured.
What about this place that we're always talking about? Like, we got to go to
Oh, Mr. Nice Guy.
Mr. Nice Guy.
You guys, yeah. The Nice Guy.
The Nice Guy.
The Nice Guy.
The,
right,
nice, guy? The okay. Nice Guy. I had to do it. I really didn't want to do the Hollywood Club thing. I wanted to hang out on the beach, but I had to do it just because I knew a girlfriend that could get me in. It's very hard to get in, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, you have to be like be on the list and know people. You know,
big place, little place.
And turn people away. So I just wanted to see all these celebrities go to this place. Is it a club? What is it like? It was so cool. It was just a bar that people go to eat dinner, small booths and a bar, photo booth. The line for the photo booth was longer than the line to get a drink at the bar because the photo booth's really cool. You can't take pictures inside. It's very dark and just very chill. Just very
you can't take pictures with your own camera
inside?
Right,
right. A lot of those celebrity hotspots, they don't let you take photos. I mean, you can sneak one, I'm sure,
you know,
and get away with it. But yeah, they say no photos on the entry on the door.
Okay.
But see, the photo booth is allowed.
Right.
So that's where you go in to get your picture taken.
You keep it chill when you see celebrities. You don't go up, like you didn't go up to Leonardo, right?
I didn't.
No?
No.
Nobody does?
No. No. No one does. And he's surrounded. And he has his hat like pulled all the way down over his eyes. So, I mean, I'm sure people do at some point, but no, they keep themselves pretty closed off. But Kelly, I saw sitting at a table, nice guy, totally empty for the most part. David Foster.
Oh, wow.
With like a bevy, I just want to say the word bevy, of blonde women that look exactly like Yolanda Hadid.
Yeah, he has a tie.
Tons. Just David Foster at a table. Huh. And then Cody Simpson walked in, and I'm thinking, well, that's random because Cody dated Gigi. Did not say hello to David. And literally, they were the only other people in the place that I went. It was kind of, it was the night before 4th of July. It was kind of dead.
Okay.
Did you, did you say hi to Cody?
No, I didn't. He was hanging out with his buddies. And I just had a drink. I just wanted to see what it was all about.
Right, right.
So it was a cool bar. But
okay, so let's hear you were getting ready for the big old date.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys about this because I've been on this Raya dating app and I had met a guy, been texting for a month, and was like, you know what, I'm coming out to L.A., and he was so great on text, and so he invited me to go to his family barbecue. That's how I left you guys, like, what am I going to wear to this family barbecue, parents' house, and so I get in on Saturday, and I text him and say, all right, I'm in town, you know, what's the,
what's the plan?
I didn't know what to say. I actually said, how's the meat looking, you know, I wanted to try and be funny.
I didn't know what to say, you know,
and then I'm like, oh, it's a Jewish family, like, do they, I don't think, and I realized, like, a lot
of... They meet.
Yeah, but do you know,
I went to another Jewish barbecue,
and they didn't. They had turkey burgers.
What's meat?
But when a girl texts you that, like, I'm in town, how's the meat looking? You, you know, you don't know what's going on.
So,
thanks, Cal.
I know what's going on. Some meat.
He said, well, so this is Saturday. This is Saturday afternoon. He goes, well, it actually hasn't gotten started yet. It's going to be at 6. Well, I thought it was during the day. And I had dinner reservations at Nobu. So I had to say, I'm sorry. I'm not, I'll never be the girl that bails on my friends and plans to go on a date in that scenario.
There wasn't a way to do both? I guess not, huh?
Like, no, because it's Los Angeles and I was going to Malibu. So that's easily over an hour, right?
Okay.
And that was at 6 and I had dinner at 8. So anyway, I was like, yeah, I'm going to play it cool. I have plans with friends, you know? So sorry, it's not going to work. And I said, why don't you just let me know, you know, I'm here for 6 days.
Let's just hang out another day. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't get to do the family barbecue. I was honestly a little bit relieved, you know.
Yeah, that's
a lot of pressure. You know, for me to make all the effort to take a car service, you know, or a cab to try and get there. Anyway, so it didn't work out. So I didn't hear from him. So the next day in the afternoon, I just sent him another text, even though I feel like that's, I'm kind of against that, you know, just saying, hey, I'm going to be hanging
out
in this area tonight. What are you up to?
Yeah.
Don't hear from him.
Oh.
So I have a girlfriend who invites me to go. She goes, I'm going to this house party in Beverly Hills with a bunch of my friends from high school. She grew up there. Do you want to come? So my girlfriend Mackenzie and I are like, great. We get all dressed up. This could be a good night. We'll go out, whatever. Party. She said the party's big. I'm like, cool. I don't know anyone, but why wouldn't I go to this cool, big house party? Show up. 15 people at this house party, you guys.
Oh.
Guess who's there?
You're kidding.
Leonardo again?
No, the guy from Raya.
Oh.
The guy from Raya that I haven't heard from again.
Okay.
And I go, this is not a big house party. There's 15 people, and I see the guy from Raya.
So do you recognize him? Or
totally.
Of course.
Okay, well, I didn't know you had never seen him in person.
So I saw him before he saw me, right? And I'm just like, so I walk up to him and say, oh, hey, Jay. You know, I just walk right up to him, and the look on his face was like, oh my gosh, what is she doing?
You're following me.
Yeah, he's like, how do I get this other girl to leave?
No.
How do I explain myself? Did he try?
He kind of, so it was interesting because he was so nice. He got up and was so nice, not really what I expected since he had blown me off. But after a couple minutes of conversation, first of all, he's in a cutoff. People are dressed nicely. He's in a cutoff t-shirt. Mm. You guys,
what do you mean cutoff? Like
he sleeves.
Oh, cutoff sleeves. I thought like like tube top.
He is such a mess, and told me that he has been up for 3 days partying.
Oh boy,
he's one of those. And
oh,
I was
no.
so he was like, oh yeah, yeah. I put on these pants just because they were in my car. I haven't slept in 3 days. I had sweat shorts on before.
Oh,
I was just so defeated.
Yeah.
But he was so nice, and he goes, you know what? I'm gonna go surfing tomorrow in the morning. Do you want to go with me? And I'm like, sure, I'll give him another shot. Why not? Even though
why?
I was totally turned off. I was like, sure, why not? Because
you should have blown him off.
Because I'm with my girlfriend and I'm like, I wanna go surfing. Why not? I thought maybe he was just on vacation.
My question is this. He invites you to a party at his parents' house,
yeah.
But he doesn't invite you to a party with just a few friends. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, maybe it's not his.
Yeah, was it his party? Who knows? Because he had been partying, was a mess. But I'm like, sure. You know what? He was actually really nice in convo, even though I was kind of turned off by it. And then, what do you know? Don't hear from him again. I'm like, you know, what a loser, you know?
I can't believe you even agreed to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was just in conversation. I'm like, I probably won't hear from him. But it's like, gosh, I'm just so defeated by that, you know? Mm. What a letdown.
So
and I don't want to be with a guy that is on a, you know, he's 37.
Been up for 3 days.
He's 37 years old and been on a 3-day party bender.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting out of the system.
No, that's just not where I'm at in my life. So
what did he say he did for a living?
Quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you did call him Jay.
Please. It was not Johnny Manziel. Okay. I don't know what he does for a living. Entrepreneur. My girlfriend and I have learned that everyone on dating sites now says they're an entrepreneur.
Well, he's got to have some money if he's willing to pay to be on that thing.
So
right?
That's...
Sure, he has a lot
37?
Of family. I'm sure he has a lot of family
like,
money. Yeah.
Like you. Like that might be the behavior of 20-something year old, you know what I'm saying? Man, I've been up for 3 days, blah, 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 blah. When you're almost 40.
That's the I'm never going to settle guy.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
And he's still wearing the cutoff t-shirt.
But you know how many girls would have still tried to get into a relationship with that guy?
Oh, he probably hooked up with somebody that night.
I'm sure he did, but.
Yeah.
I'm glad I at least have some resolution for you guys because I was honestly kind of excited, but it's just incredible how people can be perceived online and in text messaging, and then you meet them, and it's like, ugh.
He did well until the in-person.
Yeah.
Welcome to the dating online world.
So? Good news for all the fellas out there. Jenna's still on the market.
Hashtag Jenna's still available.
Yeah. Yay.
This milk ain't free, or right now it's actually...
Discounted. Heavily discounted.
It's available for rent.
Now, coming up next, is Big Al Mac planning a trip to Detroit here in the near future? He should be. And Kinsey's most asked question on our trip, what's that smell?
Oh, boy.
We'll find out what it is next.
Need to be bribed to listen to our show? We're giving away cash all the time. Get the Kid Nation app to find out what we're giving away now. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.